Well, if the singers got up to sing our names this morning, I guess we should probably do the same thing, don't you think? I mean,
oh yeah,
they went through the bother of getting up to sing our names. So it's 5:33, and this is Sunny 101.5, the Jack and Tracy Show. Morning.
Good morning.
Just a picture perfect day. Mostly sunny in the high 82. Nothing else to report on that.
Nice.
Nice, nice. Not bad.
Yesterday was more comfortable, and last evening was just dreamy.
Oh.
Right?
You know, sleeping with the windows open, that and the ceiling fan going, oh my gosh.
That's the stuff.
I don't think it gets any better than that.
Mm-mm.
Here we are trying to start a show, and all we're talking about is sleeping.
Don't we all start the morning that way, though, honestly?
Yeah, we do.
Laying there going, wait a minute, what time? How much sleep did I have? How do I feel?
Yeah, I feel.
Why don't I go to bed earlier?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to get the show started, and I'll just go get a cup of coffee, and we're off and running. It's 60 degrees right now, sunny 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:55. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Serena Williams is calling it a career. The tennis legend is walking away from tennis. In a Vogue interview published yesterday, she said her family and her venture capital firm are now taking priority. Now, you're going to have one more chance to see the sports icon at work at the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows, New York at the end of August.
Okay.
Well, if there were any doubts that Johnny Depp would have a comeback after his legal win over Amber Heard, lay them to rest, because Dior is betting big on him with a new contract. Depp just signed with Dior to be the face of their Savage men's scent. Some outlets are reporting it's a multi-year deal worth seven figures. It apparently went down after the Dior honchos went to one of Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck's concerts in Paris. Well, we talked about Britney and Elton John's new collab yesterday. Today, a new one that's exciting. The Isley Brothers have collaborated with Beyonce for a new single. Yeah. And the title is Make Me Say It Again, Girl. Now, the track is a remake of an Isley Brothers song from 1975. It really sounds cool. A clip of the song was released Tuesday, and a full track drops on Friday.
I wonder if this is going to be the new thing starting up here, where the current pop stars or rock stars are going to team up with the ones from, you know, earlier days. I wonder if that's going to be
with
the,
redoing their powerhouse songs.
Yeah, I have a feeling this might be.
I agree.
We're going to hear more of this happen.
Kind of cool, though, you know?
Yeah,
like
good.
Nostalgia meets, you know, modern day. I don't know. Very cool. Well, speaking of nostalgia, Pac-Man. Do you remember Pac-Man?
Who doesn't remember Pac-Man?
Right? Exactly. Sure. It was so addicting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Pac-Man Fever is going to hit theaters. A live-action version of the video game is in the works. Now, this film, the details are being kept secret, but we do know that Sonic the Hedgehog producer Chuck Williams wrote the movie.
Yeah.
And Pac-Man has actually appeared in other movies like Pixels and Wreck-It Ralph.
Uh-huh.
So how fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of a fun one.
I think that'll be a good one, yeah.
You're going to love this one. Details are slowly emerging about the upcoming Walking Dead spinoff series.
What?
It focuses on Rick and Michonne. Now, the series is going to focus on the couple finding each other after their extended separation.
Uh-huh.
The show creator, Scott Gimple, says it's not going to be all romance between the two. There's plenty of blood and gore along the way.
Well, sure.
You know.
You got to have that, you know. No, I'm thinking, because I haven't watched Walking Dead in probably over a year now. I finally stopped. I thought I was going to keep going. I finally stopped. But this one intrigues me.
There we go. Yeah, it's going to be a 6-episode spinoff. You're going to have to watch
for. All right.
Okay, something else. You're either going to love this or you're going to hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly celebrity news, but something one of the stadiums is offering this season.
All right.
The Kansas City Royals, they're selling a unique sandwich, okay?
Okay.
It's called the Barbecue Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Sandwich. So here's what it has, you know, here's the sandwich. It's pork, bacon, Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, and then pieces of Reese's peanut butter cups all through it.
To me, it sounds disgusting to me, but I can see that being big, though.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound good to me either.
No,
but
it doesn't. And you take off the candy, and I'm in.
There, exactly.
In fact, the Sox play Kansas City tonight at 8. If I get on a flight here after the show, I could give you a live report on how those are.
Exactly. Because now that I've mentioned it, it's all you want for dinner.
Well, up into the chocolate thing. Yeah, I do.
Oh, man. But you know what is funny? Reaction on social media is mixed. I mean, one tweet totally sums it up. The person tweeted, "This is quite possibly the most disgusting concoction I've ever seen." And then in parentheses, they have, "Booking a Southwest flight to Kansas City immediately."
Yeah. I think I'll do that, too. Like I say, I think I'll give you a report tonight at the game.
Exactly. There we go. All right. Let's see. Ready to do some birthdays?
Oh, I'm ready as I'm ever going to be. So
it's also lazy day, so go ahead and do nothing today.
Well, too late for that. We're already working.
That's true. It is Antonio Banderas' birthday.
Okay. Let's see. He's going to be about I wonder if he's 70 yet. I think he is. I'm going to say 70.
Oh, he's not liking you. He's 62 today.
He's only 62?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Antonio Banderas is only 62. Oh, man. Okay.
How about Jennifer's ex, Justin Theroux?
Let's see. He's about 55. I'll just say 55.
He's 51.
51.
And let's do one more. Betsy Johnson.
Betsy Johnson? Is that what you said?
I sure did. Do you know who Betsy Johnson is?
Betsy.
I know we've done this before, and every single time we have to talk about who she is. We know her in our house, but you struggle.
Betsy Johnson. I'm not going to say 38. I'll say 50.
She's 80 today. And she's a fashion designer.
See,
have a problem with fashion.
I told you this yesterday.
Designers.
I don't know anything about fashion people or design or anything.
She's a very famous fashion designer. My daughter has her bedspreads.
She has her bedspreads. That's 2 days in a row you burned me on designing.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
7:42. Okay. This is a way to slow down the aging process of your brain.
I need this one.
This sounds pretty heavy, but learning to play a musical instrument or learning another language can actually slow down the aging process of the human brain.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Now, I picked up the triangle for the musical instrument, and the foreign language, Pig Latin. So my brain's not really slowing down too much.
Oh,
but,
man.
But anyway, did a little research on that, and it's learning that.
Well, that's a good one. And keep your brain active,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. How about that?
All right, mine is how to repurpose a part of an old pen. So, you know, you have a ballpoint pen, it's not working anymore. You got to toss it in the trash.
Uh-huh.
What you really should do is just open it up and take that little spring out of it. Because you know what those little springs are great for?
What?
Wrapping them around the end of the cord of your electronics, like your phone charger. You know, they actually sell those little plastic, like they're usually animals or they're little phone cord keepers keep those straight to stop you from, you know, damaging the end of the cord or having it fray. Well, here you go. You just take one of these little springs from an old pen and you use that to keep your charger from bending and getting a short in the cord.
Isn't that something?
And you didn't have to buy a darn thing.
No, that's very good.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
0.5, it is 7:53, and it is time for Go Figure. Oh, my, my, my. I would never do this in for all the money in the world. Well, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that. All the money in the world, that's quite a bit. But I wouldn't. A strong stomach California man broke a Guinness World Record by wolfing down 17, count them, 17 ghost chili peppers in 1 minute.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, that's painful to just think about, right?
You know how hot a ghost pepper is? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you even know how hot that is. I'm not even sure if I know. I'm usually done by the I go up to about a jalapeno, and then after that, that's good enough. He previously broke a world record by finishing 3 Carolina Reaper chili peppers in 8.72 seconds, added another title to his name by taking the record of the most ghost peppers. That's what he did. He had them in 1 minute. Down 17 of the peppers in 1 minute. His intake was measured at 3.98 ounces, beating the record of 3.42 ounces, which was set by a Canadian speed eater. This record attempt is a personal challenge to see how far I can push myself and my love of the super hot peppers, Foster told Guinness World Records. As a chili lover, I've been trying to advance the awareness and the excitement surrounding the super hot chilies out there. You know, I wonder, after downing 17 of those, I wonder if the excitement, he's as excited the next day. I just wonder if he shares that.
Oh, my gosh.
That same excitement the next day. I can't even imagine. Oh,
no, I can't either.
My stomach's getting upset thinking about that.
Yikes.
Go figure.
Woo!